James Lucas. I was born in Remington and paroled from Richfield Prison in the winter of 81. I was freeing on the streets of Indiana. I just turned 32, just a man with nowhere left to run, no difference in you. Me and Pat, we married in the spring, moved in with her mom, Tom. On our wedding night, she sighed, "For those things we wanted, we worked as hard as two people could. But somehow, me and Mister, this didn't do no good. The prison got me driving delivery for Mister Wells over in Rickside. I started loading a little extra, and I'd sell it on the side. I didn't like what I was doing. I didn't lose no sleep at night. Mr. Wells, he was a rich man. He'd been a on the loading dock one evening when I heard the warehouse phone. The dispatcher said, "Jim, they want to see you in the front office for you to go." All Mr. Wills said was, "I understand. I could send you back to Richfield fast. Money, Jim. All you had to do was ask." Well, that night, me and Pat, we had a fight. I was out driving round in the rain with a fifth and a half tank of gas and $10 to my name. I passed a deserted liquor store way out on Highway 1. I turned that parking lot, got out, but I let my motor run. Well, I stood looking in the window for a long, long while. When I walked in the man behind the register, he looked at me. "That's some weather we're having out there. Can I help you find something, friend?" I didn't answer, I just stood there. And I turned around and went. I don't know how long I sat in my driveway. My shirt was covered in sweat. The house was dark when I went in. Pat was lying awake in bed. She hit the light, I was standing in the doorway. She said, "I was worried where you'd been so long." I felt her arms around me. She said, "Jimmy, I'm so glad." Richfield prison stands on a high hill where the county line runs out. And there's a whistle that blows every time a man comes in or a man gets out. At night we lay wrapped in each other's arms, listening to the rain. I heard that